You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Tuesday, the 10th day of January. We're talking Cubs baseball today with Kerry Muscat, our Cubs reporter. Kerry, thank you as always for the time. And the theme of today's podcast here is predictions and projections for the Cubs for the upcoming 2017 season. And Kerry, you and the other 29 beat reporters were assigned to kind of make a bold prediction for your respective team for the upcoming Major League Baseball season. So, Kerry, with that in mind, what is your bold prediction for the Cubs, the reigning champs, in the 2017 season?
I don't know if I would call it bold. It was not trying to diminish the assignment or anything, but it was just the Cubs have talked about how much they would like to have depth as far as their pitching goes. And Travis Wood, who was a kind of important part of this team as it's progressed over the years, is still out there on the free agent market. So I guess what I wouldn't mind seeing is if they brought Wood back, and it's not that far-fetched. He would like to start. They could stretch him out in spring training so that he could be available in terms of insurance. He's done very well, actually, in the bullpen, so perhaps they'll keep him there. But I don't know if the Cubs are really comfortable with the amount of starting pitching that they have. So I'd like to see somehow, some way for them to get some additional arms in there. And Travis, I think, would be a good fit.
I think it'd be an excellent fit. I think a lot of fans would agree. And, Kerry, at any point this offseason, did either the Cubs or Travis Wood himself express interest in the two sides reuniting, or no discussions of that nature that you're aware of just yet?
Oh, no, they've talked. Yeah, they've talked. You know, it's not necessarily Wood at this particular, as you know, the way it works, you know, it's the agent talking to the Cubs people. You know, they have to leave it in their hands. But Travis is the real popular guy in the team, did his job well, did everything they wanted, played left field when Joe Maddon slid him out there for a couple games. You know, fun guy. And I just think it would be nice to have more arms, and the fact that he's still on the market makes him an attractive option.
Yeah, and not just more arms, but more left-handed arms, that he would prove very valuable in a number of roles. And as you said, heck, throw him out in left field occasionally and let him go to town out
sure.
there. So we'll see.
He loves to hit, so
yeah.
What the heck.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, why not? He likes to hit, likes to have fun, likes to play the field. He'd be a perfect fit to reunite with the Cubs in 2017. We'll see what the coming weeks hold in that regard. So, Kerry, we're going to kind of transition now from that bold prediction to projections for the Cubs in the 2017 season. I know that Jason Hayward obviously has been a hot topic coming off a down offensive year. He's still as good as ever defensively. But, Kerry, projection number one, agree or disagree, Jason Hayward hits 15 home runs this season.
I hate to put numbers on guys. This is a cop-out, but I'm going to say he's going to do double digits. How about that?
Okay, that works.
That's kind of a cop-out because he hit seven last year. But I guess I would prefer to see him improve on the average more than the home runs. That would be, you know, he hit 230 last year. That's very un-Hayward-like for a guy who hit like 290 the year before. Yeah, he'll hit double-digit home runs, but I think more important to him and more important to the Cubs is that he can get that batting average up and contribute that way.
Yeah, agreed. If he can just get on base with more frequency, let the Bryants and Rizzos of the world do the work in getting him home. So hopefully a uptick in batting average is in the cards for Jason Hayward here in 2017. Kerry, projection number two, Kyle Schwarber becomes both the primary leadoff hitter and left fielder for this team. What do you think?
Well, I think there's a really good chance he could be the primary leadoff guy. However, because he's coming off of surgery to repair two torn ligaments in his knee, he's not going to be playing 162 games despite what fans would like to see. So I don't know if he'll be the primary left fielder because you still have Javi Baez at second, so where does Ben Zobrist play? So I can see Ben Zobrist in left field quite a bit as well. So I have a feeling there'll be a lot of people out there in left kind of rotating in and out as Maddon sort of works his magic to make sure everybody gets enough at-bats and everybody gets enough rest. I think it'll be interesting to see if Zobrist and Schwarber sort of finish with the same amount of innings out in left field at the end of the season.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, the left field kind of the carousel out there with a number of guys manning that position. But even more interesting if Schwarber becomes a unconventional leadoff hitter. But we'll see what Joe Maddon has in his bag of tricks for this season. Carey, projection number three, Jake Arrieta is signed to a contract extension before opening day. What do you think here?
I'm going to say no, because it's not because of Jake Arrieta. It's more because he is represented by Scott Boras, who really likes to make sure that his players get the best deal possible. Boras, I think that'll be an interesting discussion once the 2017 season ends, and that Jake will decide to test the market, because that'll be his first year of free agency. So I'm going to say no.
Yeah, that's a big X factor you brought up, Mr. Boras. He always makes things interesting, to say the least, and a good reason to think that something will not get done until the 2017 season has concluded. Projection number four, Carey, I'm dying to get your opinion on this one. Dexter Fowler, wearing a Cardinals uniform, is given a standing O at Wrigley Field before his first at-bat as a member of the Cardinals.
Absolutely. That one I would have no question with. Dexter's presence for this team for the last 2 years really made a difference, which is why you're asking about whether or not Kyle Schwarber is going to lead off. I mean, the Cubs have struggled in years past to find a bona fide leadoff hitter, and Dexter was the man. And his first at bat, yes, he'll get a standing ovation. After that, he's a Cardinal, and that's it. But no, the first at bat will be fine.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. The Cubs fans, after seeing what Dexter gave them, not just last year, the past 2 years, I think he's going to get a very warm reception. But then after that, like you said, he's wearing that hated Cardinal uniform, and all bets are off. But for the first at bat, yes, it'll be a heartwarming moment for sure. Carey, want to get your opinion on this one, too. Want to get your opinion on all of them, obviously, but especially the last one and this one, too. For the Cubs home opener, Take Me Out to the Ball Game is sung by none other than David Ross. What do you think?
I saw that, and that's actually kind of an interesting option. I don't think – there have only been a few players that have really become just as lovable as David Ross has become with this team. Mark DeRosa is another one, and it's in a short amount of time, and it's not a bad option. Ross will be at the Cubs convention this weekend, and he's going to be an alum, which was very weird to see him listed as a member of the alumni as opposed to being a regular player. So the team still has not announced his role, so he's got some irons in the fire. I know he's been considering broadcast opportunities. He's been considering, working with the team in some kind of capacity. So I think it might depend on what his job status is, if that makes sense. But yeah, I think the fans would really get a kick out of seeing Grandpa Rossi up in the broadcast booth singing.
Yeah, that would be quite a moment. I think that would be a tremendous honor for whoever gets that role on opening day to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game when the flag is raised, and maybe Grandpa Rossi is the guy to have that honor on opening day. We will see. Carey, last but not least, the Cubs won 100 games last year. Do they do it again this year?
I'm going to say no, because that was really hard to do. And I was looking at the standings and saw that only three teams won 95 games or more, with the Cubs being at the top with the 103. If they can win 95, I think that they'd be very happy, and I think that would be quite an accomplishment. So no, let's go at 95 and see how they go from there.
Yeah, I agree. Just to get into the mid 90s would be something, and then hopefully gear up for a title defense in October, and we'll see if the Cubs can make it back to back. Great place to wrap this one up, Carey Muscat. Our thanks to you. We'll do it again soon for sure. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.